wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up.
With Ryan O'Connor for breakfast.
Exclusive to Smile FM.
This is the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show, exclusive to Smile FM. It's, like I said, glorious Wednesday morning as we approach the weekend. And from today on, Daniels, we don't think about Mondays and Tuesdays. We block it out. And I think at this time of year, more than ever, right? And maybe not more than ever, but it's just highlights the fact that mental health should be top of our mind, pardon the pun, all the time. Increasingly, we're seeing numbers of people that are, at this time of the year, under immense stress and pressure in their family lives, in their work lives. And it's a weird thing because as soon as you say it, it almost, you know, people feel it. You go, "Are you feeling?" And then people go, "Oh, you're right. So much is happening in my life." So mental awareness is, mental health awareness is it's a big part of what we should be always striving to better, right? And this weekend, as we approach the Cape Town International Kite Festival, celebrating 30 years of bringing hashtag hope on a string. This October, the public is invited to view and fly kites, Melkbos Strand Beach, by the way, Sunday, 27 October. And of course, it's important because it's tied in to Cape Mental Health. And the CEO of Cape Mental Health is Dr. Ingrid Daniels, who joins us this morning. Good Dr. Daniels, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Ryan, and good morning to the Smile FM listeners. It is a beautiful day indeed, and it's just wonderful to be able to talk about the Cape Town International Kite Festival. So thank you so much for the opportunity.
I love the fact that Cape Mental Health's flagship event is this event. I've been an MC of this previously. I've been there. It is so festive. It is so nice to see this. And it's very rare in this day and age that you see this massive collection of kites all together. Hashtag hope on a string. The colorful kites, all shapes and sizes, take to the sky. 30 years. A huge congratulations to you and your team, Doctor.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. It's been a wonderful event that has grown exponentially over the many years. And it is probably the most cherished event in October that Capetonians love. And everyone flocks down to the beach or Muizenberg, wherever we have it. But as you said, this weekend, the 27th of October, we're having it out in Melkbos Strand. And there are such exciting, beautiful kites that will be up in the sky. It's a wonderful opportunity for us to take care of our mental health. Yes. And it is a mental health moment when you look up into the sky and you see these gigantic, colorful, bright, beautiful kites just decorating the sky with the Table Mountain in the backdrop, with the backdrop and the ocean. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
I think it's stunning. And this year's theme, Hope on a String. Tell us a bit more about the theme.
Ryan, as you said, we live in very challenging and difficult times, very difficult times, particularly in our beautiful country. And hope on a string is such a beautiful thing because when we look at the fragility of the kite string, we are reminded of our own fragility.
Yes.
Yet, at the end of that very fragile string is a beautiful kite that soars against adverse and difficult winds. And every time we tug on that string, we are reminded of our strength, of our resilience. And with the necessary support and with the necessary interventions, we can have hope on a string that will help us deal with these challenges. There is support, and Cape Mental Health provides free mental health support to individuals who are feeling challenged or who have a condition. And this is why we have a Kite Festival, is to raise awareness about mental health and our mental health, but also to raise much-needed funds to continue providing free mental health interventions.
Absolutely. And so we urge everybody to come down and come to watch. And like the good doctor said, it's not only about this weekend, it's about the ongoing. We look at this month as October being Mental Awareness Month, but every month is Mental Awareness Month because, you know, we don't take a break from life and only come to around to think about mental health once a year. Every day we should be cognizant of what we're doing to ourselves, the pressures we're under, and allowing for that. And let me tell you something. There's something so, doctor, to your point, mesmerizing about sitting down somewhere in the sand with your family and just in that moment watching those kites dance in the sky. It's so peaceful. In actual fact, I wish every day was the Kite Festival, festival in Cape Town, because we could sit there and just for a second just enjoy with the moment and be in the moment. Doctor, I mentioned the fact that this is this month is an important month for us, but even though mental health has gained more focus in society over the last few years, it's still obviously pivotal for us to continue to raise mental health awareness.
Absolutely, Ryan. Mental health conditions are far more common and prevalent than we realize. Mm. And the interesting fact is that any one of us can be affected by a mental health condition at any one time. Mm. We saw during the COVID-19 pandemic, we were all affected in some way or the other in different degrees. But we talked about mental health. It was on the agenda. We spoke about mental health all the time. So mental health and our own awareness and literacy around mental health is of critical importance, because it impacts on the way, poor mental health impacts on the way we think, we feel, the way we react, the way we function. It affects us. And the sooner we can identify that we are being challenged, you know, we can prevent.
Yes.
As soon as we realize that we are being challenged, that we are overstressed, we are overwhelmed, there is help. And that's what Cape Mental Health does. We provide the free mental health services to support people. Sometimes it's just to deal with the challenges that we are facing, and sometimes it's to cope with a mental health condition or diagnosis and to support people. Mm. And we have seen such beautiful, beautiful people recover on their journey as they cope with mental health conditions. So it's very important, and we should never undermine the importance of our own mental health and well-being. You know, we talk about health conditions so easily, but seldom do we talk about, or we're afraid to talk about the fact that we do have a mental health condition, or we are feeling extremely stressed and mentally challenged.
Yes. To your point, 100%, you know, I think that the more and more openly we can chat about this, the more open dialogues we can have with people that are battling to express how they feel, because maybe there's a stigma they feel as that's attached to it. No, do not be ashamed. Do not feel embarrassed. Do not feel that you cannot speak out about what you're going through, because the only way that anybody else, you know, that's why. And the doctor will again, Dr. Daniels will agree with this. You know, when you get an injury, you can see it, right? A physical injury to yourself. So you can explain it. It's very hard to do that sometimes with whatever mental stress you're going through. Mm. It's very hard to be able to vocalize that and feel okay to vocalize it. Mm. And I want you to say that it is okay. It is fine.
Yeah.
And there are beautiful places like Cape Mental Health that offer the service. And Doctor, to you and your team again, where we chat once a year, but we should be chatting as often as possible during the course of the year.
Absolutely, because as you said, you know, our mental health is important every day.
Absolutely.
And every day life somehow throws us a challenge, you know.
Absolutely.
And so it would be wonderful to talk to you more regularly about, you know, mental health and our mental health and well-being and the work that we do to support people.
Fantastic.
But yeah, and as you said, you know, the sooner we can get people to seek interventions and help, the better the mental health outcome.
Absolutely.
You don't have to be alone.
I love that. And by the way, it's not just hope. It's hope on a string this weekend. Come on down. Hashtag hope on a string. Doctor, thank you so much. By the way, all the details we'll put on the Smile FM website. If you're listening to this conversation with Dr. Ingrid Daniel, CEO of Cape Mental Health, and you're thinking, oh, I've just got the end of it, I'd like to hear more of it, we'll put this online, all the details on how you can get across to capementalhealth.co.za/hopeonastring. All that you need to know about this coming weekend's event out at Melville Strand, and more importantly as well, is the fact that how that ties in with mental well-being and how you can seek help professionally. I love that. Doctor, thanks for your time this morning.
Every day,
Cape Town wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
6 to 9.
On Smile.
On Smile FM.